The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so I'm going to do a question that came up in a Q&A. This is the women's Q&A I did on Friday. So I was asked, what's the deal with meat and wine on Shabbos?
Okay.
Yeah, so what would you say, just, you know, based on your knowledge?
Well, on Shabbos?
Okay, Odin Shabbos is definitely going to be its halachic address, right?
Right. Obviously, based on Rambam and Rambam, it's not Odin Shabbos.
Based on Avram and Rambam?
Or is it something else? No. He says, is it Odin or something else that he talks about the learning specific things on Shabbos?
Oh, Avram and Rambam does talk about that.
Is that Odin?
I don't know if he puts it in Odin terms. I can't recall.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say it might just be Kavod. I remember we actually touched on this during the sugya that we did over the summer with the Reich Vader in Shinamako. We touched on what Oneg plays a part in.
Yeah.
It's definitely okay. Right. Oneg's definitely part of the Hunter's being wine part of Oneg. Because it's definitely not like Simcha, like
right.
Wine usually is.
Right, it's not Simcha.
So I mean, I'm definitely being inclined to say Oneg, but at the same time, I would also go toward like Kedushas Hayom or like Kavod Hayom or something like that.
Okay, so I'll be more specific. So both you and Akiva are answering the question about like what's the halakhic address of it? But I would say I think the question that was asked was like, are you obligated to eat meat and drink wine on Shabbos? No. Okay,
no.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Right.
Unless there's any one of the Kiddushes that need wine, but I don't think so.
Well,
a great product would suffice, right?
Well, it's a complicated question because the Rambam holds it needs to be wine. And the only reason that we hold, and I say we, I mean, I think the majority of the Jewish world holds that grape juice has a din of wine, but that's not a pasha thing. And I think the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam holds that grape juice is not wine, but
right.
Whatever. Yeah.
But also, isn't there like some validity to making Kiddush Hayom on other Sheikhar?
According to the Rambam or according
to the
Rambam,
but I know I'm definitely there talks for Pesach.
Right. Yeah. There's definitely, I mean, definitely there are Ashkenazic poskim who hold that for the daytime Kiddush and then the nighttime Kiddush. You can make it on challah if you want, you know, on bread. Yeah. So what I answered before I looked into the Rambam was that, you know, there's a difference. So I initially said that there's no idea of, it would just be that wine and meat would just be part of oneg for Shabbos. Whereas on Yom Tov, it's a chiyuv from Simcha, right? And it's only for men because for men, ein simcha elav basar, ein simcha elav yain, right? But then I was looking at the halachos in the Rambam. Yeah. I was looking at the halachos in the Rambam, and I encountered this question that I wanted to bring up. So let's just go over the halachos. This might be a two-day thing, but it caught my interest. Okay, so first of all, just easy way to know the difference between kavod and oneg, because there's a lot of different. Well, let's see. Starts off by saying arba devarim nemru b'shabbos shnayim b'torah ushnayim b'divrei sofrim v'im uvarashin al yedei hanavim. So there are four things. It's a weird statement. Four things said on Shabbos. Four principles. Four devarim. Two from the Torah, two in the Torah, two in Medivir Sofrim, and they are explained by the Nevi'im. Shabbos, Zachor, Shamor. Shabbos is Zachor and Shamor. So Zachor is Kiddush, and Shamor is Isra Malacha. Vishnis Parsha Adi HaNevi'im, Kibud V'inug. Okay, and for some reason throughout all this whole thing, Rambam says Inug. I think we conjugate it as Oneg. I don't even know what the difference is, but Shneamar V'karas L'Shabbos Oneg, says in Yeshayahu 58:13, we shall call Shabbos a delight, Ulekdosh Hashem Mechubad, and to the holy of Hashem honored. Okay, that's Kavod Shabbos. Okay, so he goes through all the halachos of Kavod Shabbos. This is in Hilchos Shabbos last parak Lamed. So he goes through all of them. The easy way to remember what's Kavod and what's Oneg, and there might be some exceptions. The easy halacha to remember is Oneg is all the stuff that is before Shabbos or going into Shabbos, and Oneg is enjoyment on Shabbos. Okay, so for example, cleaning your house, bathing in hot water, getting dressed, you know, in nice clothing, lighting candles, all that stuff. Oh, yeah, that one kind of goes for both of them. But all of those are leading into Shabbos, okay?
That's Kavod Shabbos.
That's Kavod Shabbos. Right. But then Oneg, he says, and the setting of the table is another one. Okay, so he says like this. Is it who Inuk? Oh, so what I want to call your attention to here is the order of how he formulates these halachos. Okay. So is it who Inuk? What is Onig? What is enjoyment on Shabbos? Zesh Amru Chachamim Shatzarach Lasakin Tavshil Shaman Biyoser. So this is what the Chachamim said, that you need to prepare a fatty food. Okay, right. I think fatty just means like delectable, like, you know, like rich. Fancy, rich. Yeah, rich is probably the best word for it. Umashkim mevusam l'Shabbos, and a spicy beverage for Shabbos. Okay, I think it just means like a mevusam is really like basamin, but I think it's like a fancy beverage. Okay, hakol lefi mamono sha'adam, all according to a person's monetary capacity. The more a person spends on Shabbos and in preparing good foods. Many good foods, then the more praiseworthy he is. Okay, I'm mocking on that one. If he has the financial means, if he does not have the financial means, even if he makes just like a cooked vegetable for Shabbos, that is considered to be enjoyment of Shabbos. Person is not obligated to afflict himself or to beg from others in order to increase his Shabbos foods. So we're taking a brief break from tzedakah because of just to go into this question that I was looking into, which is meat and wine on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So you should make your Shabbos like a weekday, meaning in terms of food, and not be dependent on people. So we're touching on tzedakah. Okay, mm-hmm. All right, fine. All right, so that's the first halakha. Okay, what I want to understand here is how he's like ordering the halakos here. So if I just ask you right now, what does Onik Shabbos consist of? What does it seem like?
Food,
right? Well, nice food, right? Nice food and drink.
Well, I don't know if it's prepared, I guess.
I mean, he does say prepare, but I think not like the preparation is kavod Shabbos, but the food, right? Nicer food than usual and more food than usual. Okay. Then he says, Misha haya anug v'ashir, someone who is like pampered and rich, Bahari Koya Mavka Shabbos, and all of his days are like Shabbos, which I don't know if that is, I think there are people who would fall into that category now, like their meals during the week are that level. Sarech Lashanos Machal Shabbos Mimachal Hachol. He needs to change his Shabbos food from his weekday food, okay, meaning just have different foods. V'im Yefshar Lashanos, if it's impossible for him to change, the food itself, Mishana is man achilas. He should change the time of his eating, which is interesting. Imhaya ragil lahakdim ma'acher. Imhaya ragil lahacher ma'akdim. If he's used to having early dinner or whatever, early meal, make late meal and vice versa. Okay, so that's the second one. So that seems to be that it's not all about the quality. It's about making a difference between Shabbos and the other days. Okay, then he introduces the halacha of shalosh sudos, which to me is weird because I was thinking of sudos, the three sudos as like the primary chiyuv of oneg, yeah. And then like enjoyment stuff like falls under that heading. But yeah. No, it's a separate thing. Chayv adam le'echol shalosh sudos b'Shabbos. Person is obligated to eat three meals on Shabbos. Achas arvis, achas shacharis, achas b'mincha. One at mariv, one at shacharis, one at mincha. Interesting, he puts in terms of the tefillah times. V'tzarech lehizahar b'shalosh sudos elu shalo yiflos mehem klal. Person should be careful to not diminish from these meals at all. That's presumably like in terms of the amount and the quality, or the quality and the quantity of the food that he has there. Yeah, I know people. Okay, well, here's you get a heter in a second. Yeah, Yosef.
Is mincha a derisa mincha or a derban mincha?
There's no derisa mincha.
I mean, like, isn't the time of korban mincha?
You mean the tamichal bin harbaim?
Yeah, if I ask that, it's like that was going to be brought derisa after chatzos, but derban can.
Right. Yeah, I assume he means the zmanim of after Michal Gedola, from Michal Gedola on. All right. Vafil ani hamis parnas mina tzedakah soi shalosh sudos. Even another tzedakah reference. Even a poor person who's supported by tzedakah needs to have his three meals. Okay. Here's your heter. Vim haya chole merov achila. If you're sick from the abundant eating, o shai misane, or you're fasting, which you shouldn't do on Shabbos, but I guess if you're fasting,
a nightmare fast.
Patra mishalosh sudos, you're patra from the three sudos. Yeah, which is interesting. I think the way people think about it, I think people are aware of this halakha, right? Like, I'm too full to eat sudos shlishis, but it's... especially the winter Shabbos are a real killer, right? At least you do the strategy that a lot of people here do. You could do that. I do the thing of having a, what do you call it? Bread at my kiddush, right? Yeah, right, like, yeah. So he says you're putter from the three suttas, right? So really, it's like you're putter from the institution. There's no such thing as being putter from the third sutta,
right?
It's like you're putter from the suttas. You need to establish each of the three suttas on wine. That's the Ramam Shita. And to break bread over two loaves. Same thing in the Yom Tov. This is another thing that I feel like, I don't know if this is actual machlokas or if it's just people are not machbid on it, that Ramam holds by, there's Oneg Yom Tov is the same as on Oneg Shabbos. So you're chayv in three meals on Yom Tov. I don't think people are machmir on that now. I know the Gra was. Okay,
people that do Kiddush.
Say again?
Anybody who does Kiddush for shows, even if they do a full Kiddush.
Yeah, what about it?
They don't do Kiddush. Yeah, they don't do Kiddush. It's a big Kiddush of Mishla Adam Yain.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry. Let me clarify that. Meaning. So being koveya on yain just means that you have to have wine at your meal. Like it has to be like a wine meal, but there's no actual kiddush for suda shlishis. Yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing also. And then it's going to be somewhat not contradicted, but we'll read on. Okay, now he says, so just to review, we have basic halacha of oneg, that's seven. Then eight is if you were really rich, you just have to change it. That's eight. Nine is shalosh suudos. 10, achilas bas or shusias yain b'shabbos, inug hula. Okay, eating meat and drinking wine on Shabbos is an enjoyment for it. And this is in the Dufus Ramams, it says, oneg hulo, that it is a enjoyment for him. But then Rav Shela says, shina esamash maos, so that changes the implication. So it's an oneg for Shabbos. This is a weird thing, okay? V'hu shehaisa yado masegas, and that's if he can afford it. V'asur likboa su'uda al ha'yayin b'Shabbos. It's usur to be koveya su'uda on wine on Shabbos uv'yom tovim and on Yom Tov b'shas beis ha'midrash, at the time of the beis midrash. Okay. Ela kahu min ha'chatzadikim. But this is how the tzadikim, the practice of the tzadikim. So here's the what they did. Yispala adam b'Shabbos shachris and musaf b'beis ha'knesses. Yidavin shachris and musaf on Shabbos in shul. V'yavol beso, and then you go home, v'yisod suda shniyah, and you have your second meal. V'yelech l'beis ha'midrash, and you go back to the beis midrash, v'yikra v'yishma ad ha'mincha, and then you read Torah and you listen to Torah, which another in the Dufus Ramams, it says, yikra v'yishna, you should read and learn, but not read in here. The actual ones they read in here, and the Rav Shela says Acha Kavan Shiyishma Shiurei Torah Vadrashos. So you should you could go to share, right? Okay, Adam Mincha until Mincha. V'ispala Mincha, then Yidavim Mincha. V'achar Kach Yichbas Uda Shlishis Al Hayayin. Then he should establish his third meal on wine. V'yocha V'yishte Ad Motzei Shabbos, and then eat and drink until the Shabbos is over. Yeah, fun day. Okay, yeah. So that is the halacha there. Okay, and then after that is no longer. Oh wait, hold on a second. Oh yeah, one more halacha, even though it's not going to be relevant for us. I don't think usur lo la adam shehalach b'arvei Shabbosos yesser mishalosh parsaos mitchilas hayom. It's usur to walk on erev Shabbos more than three parsaos from the beginning of the day. Kadesh yagil lebeisav od hayom rav. So you get to your house when there's still abundant daylight left. V'yachin su'uda l'Shabbos, and you can prepare your Shabbos meal. Shari ein anche beiso yodi in shayom yavo kadeh l'hachin lo. He doesn't, the people in his house don't know that he's going to come such that he should prepare for him. I don't know what that means. V'ein sarach lamar im haya mis'areach etz alcher. Certainly if you are a guest at someone's house, shari mevayshan, because you're going to embarrass them. V'nei shalo hichinu lahem davar haroi l'orachin. I mean, others don't like surprise people. Okay, so what strikes me is, what strikes me as weird, I kind of expressed it already. What's weird about the placement of the achilas bas or shesias yayin b'Shabbos in this halacha?
You're talking about the series?
Yeah, in the series. Here we go.
I mean, it seems it comes after the instructions.
Which instructions?
Of the sudos.
How
you go about your day.
Yeah, right. How you go about your day is at the end of this halacha, right? But where would you have put this achilas bas or shesias yayin b'Shabbos?
After
the three sudos, okay, because he talks about mikoveya on wine, I would have put it up here when he says, what is oneg? It's that you have nice, rich food and good drinks on Shabbos, all according to your capacity. And then that's not even talking about like the specific chiyuvim. Then you should say, and eating meat and drinking wine is like a chiyuv in oneg Shabbos, you know, but he doesn't put it there. So then you're like, okay, fine. So then put it in the meal halacha, right? Where he talks about the meals. Nope, he just says the meal halachos, and he mentions that you need to be a koveya on yayin. And then in yud, he just says eating meat and drinking wine is a part of the enjoyment for Shabbos. And then he goes into this thing of don't have a suda on wine during the Beis Midrash time, but this is how you should do it. You know, it's just something about that strikes me as weird. And I want to know what insight we gain into this halacha about meat and wine from his placement of it. It's also, I wouldn't call it an outright contradiction, but he says, you need to establish all three meals on wine, right? So if I asked you, do you need your second meal on wine? What would you say? Yes. Okay. Right. But then when he's describing the instructions, again, it's not an outright contradiction. He says, "Asur likbo su'uda al hayayin b'shavas uviyom to b'shas beis hamidrash elakachu min hagatzadikim yispalo adam b'shavas shachris u'musaf b'veis hakneses v'yavelu veiso v'yisod su'uda shniyah." Then he should go home and have his second meal. Doesn't mention anything about wine. Okay, so you would think to yourself, oh, but he means that you should have wine, and this is not shas beis hamidrash because like it's right before Shas Beis Midrash, right? Like there's a second meal time between Shul and Beis Midrash. Then V'yelch L'Beis Midrash, V'yikra V'yishma Adam Mincha, V'yispal Mincha V'akrat, Yikba Suda Shlishis Al Hayayin. So he specifies, B'kovei your Suda Shlishis on wine. So, you know, B'marav Shach, either he should say, Kovea, your second suda on wine, and say Kovea, your third suda on wine, or he should say Yisod Suda Shnia and Yisod Suda Shlishis. So I don't know why he like highlights the Kovea's Al Yayin for the third one. Yeah. So the question, so the main question is like, what? Oh, and then the other, sorry. So the main question is, why does he codify the Basar V'yayin here instead of in the halacha about the foods and enjoyment or in the halachos of the Suda? What is the nature of Basar V'yayin on Shabbos? On Yom Tov, it's Simcha. On Shabbos, is it Simcha? I mean, there's no dinner Simcha on Shabbos. Is it good foods? Again, then it should be above. And then what does he mean, inu hula? It is enjoyment for it. That's just a weird way to like say it, you know? And do you have to eat it? Like, you know, or is it just optional? Like, you know, our practice, I think, is to not say you have to eat it on Shabbos, but like, you know, like I've definitely been at people's houses where they have dairy meals on Shabbos, you know? But yeah, what does the Rambam exactly hold? So those are the questions. Yeah, Yosef?
Maybe use your kovei your suda on wine, not drink it for the second meal, so you're not drunk on learning.
So you could. So one question I have, which I just don't know the halacha for, is what does it mean to be kovea on yayin? Like, is that just mean like saying break for your gafen at the meal and then your yote? Does it mean like drinking a certain quantity? But you know, if there's no quantity involved, then yeah, you could. It could just be like you know. You have wine at the meal, you know, and then, but you just don't get shasur or sugar or whatever, you know?
Yeah. I have another thought for why he specifies it by suda shlishi.
Yeah.
You can say maybe that since he says, I'm motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
Then after shkia, if you didn't have wine before, then I forget whether or not the bread would cover the wine. If it doesn't, then you wouldn't be able to drink wine after shkia. So you wouldn't be able to technically be shasa ad motzei Shabbos.
I didn't quite follow that. I know. So
I mean, I guess the first question is when you have bread.
Yeah. Is it putter the wine?
Yeah. Does that putter the wine?
So I don't know enough about the Rambam Shita to know what he holds.
So yeah. If it does, then my answer is
okay. Well. Right.
If it doesn't,
yeah.
Then if he's saying that ideally you should eat and drink wine, I'm assuming also until Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
I'm assuming Motzei Shabbos is after Shkia.
Yeah.
But if you don't drink wine before Shkia, then there might be like a, it says the thing. I mean, I'm saying if you haven't, like it's saying, like if you haven't started your meal
yeah.
before Shkia, then you can't like wash after.
Right.
So I'm thinking of this like a similar thing with like the wine. If you haven't started drinking wine before, maybe you can't like add another part of
your Are you meal. Trying to say why he only wine, says Kovea
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Meaning like to make sure that you have some before so it'll carry over.
To yeah. After. Yeah. I hear that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sounds a little,
Also for the basar v'yayin
yeah.
with the rich person.
Yeah.
Then if that's what he has every day and he has to change.
Right.
I'd say he could change, then he would change to like dairy.
No, right.
He could change at the time.
Right. The type of wine.
He said the order, not for sure the order, but he said
right.
you change
yeah.
to different food.
Right.
You can't change to different food.
Then you do the times.
Right? Different food, different kind of meat.
Right? Yeah, different meat, different wine. You know, white wine, red wine. Yeah,
so it sounds like it's not necessary that if you know if that's what you have every day.
Right. Well, I guess it would be contingent, right? Because you could presume rich people have meat and wine. So, I mean, I do think it's like change the type of meat or the style of meat or, you know, some sort of change. Like if you want to, not that I can necessarily draw a comparison here, but when he talks about clothing, he says a similar thing for kavochabas that, you should wear nice clothes for Shabbos, and then im einlo lahachlif, if you can't change your clothing for Shabbos, mashalish taliso, then you should like fold your talis differently, you know, like your garment differently. Yeah, Yosef?
Maybe there's one only like Shabbos here, chayim for all Shabbos, and that if you only have like wine and meat, like one meal, you're
oh, that's interesting.
For all, it's just, uh-huh. Or if you just have like wine or meat, like randomly.
Right, not in the context of a meal.
That's still your only like Shabbos.
Right,
like,
that's a good question. I mean, that's a good answer.
Yeah, and then, I guess I mean, like the Elvor, maybe saying that the wine and meat, how you fulfill oneg within the meal is through the wine and meat of that meal.
Right. Okay. That's a good working theory. I like that. Yeah. Okay, good. Let's think about this for tomorrow, and then we'll do this tomorrow. I want to look at the abshuta now that we have the abshuta again. And then I was thinking in terms of a plan. We have two more halachos left in Hilchos Tzedakah Perek Zayin. And then I was thinking we're close enough to Hanukkah that if we want to do the halachos of Hanukkah so that we do them before we actually start Hanukkah, it's only two prakim, and the whole first parak is pretty much all about Hallel, and the second one's all about the Neros. Might be a good idea to do that. And because last year we did a menorah, because I'd done Hanukkah stuff the year before, but I think it's good to come back to Hanukkah stuff. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, speaking of which, Jeff does.
Oh, yeah. You want to know?
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.